Cherries, blueberries, and sweet corn get a lot of agricultural attention in this state. But there's a corner of Michigan that is absolutely perfect for growing lavender. Linda Longworth owns Lavender Hill Farms in Boyne City. It's the biggest commercial lavender farm in Michigan. Now, Linda, your climate there echoes that of Provence, France, also a big lavender area?
It does. There's a 45th parallel in the southern hemisphere in New Zealand and Tasmania. So around the world, north and south, on the 45th, you're probably going to find lavender growing.
Tell us about your farm.
We have about 40 acres in the farm itself, and about 5 acres of it are planted in lavender. I'm a small farmer, so we talk in terms of number of plants, and that's about 13,000 plants.
When's harvest season?
We're right in the middle of it, Cynthia, and it's so much fun. It's exciting because it will be harvested and taken into the drying shed. And it's also a little discouraging because we hate cutting it. We love seeing it out in the field. But we use all of the plants for various products that we make.
What kind of products do you make?
We don't make them at the farm. What we do is utilize local craftsmen in Charlevoix and Emmett County. And so we have a soap maker, and she makes goat's milk, which we like to pair with our lavender. And then we have someone who makes jelly for us. She also makes lavender shortbread cookies for us. We use it in culinary, so we just package the lavender and we ship it out to various places, including a distillery for vodka and a brewery for a beer.
Lavender beer?
Yeah.
What does that taste like?
Well, actually, my son-in-law is a brewmaster at Rush River Brewing in Wisconsin, and he distills a pale ale and influences it with the lavender, and so he's won awards with it.
It sounds wonderful.
You don't taste, I try to introduce people to the concept that lavender is a culinary herb and a medicinal herb, not a perfume. So you don't have to worry about a strong perfumey taste.
Now, speaking of, though, can you, as you walk around Lavender Hill Farms, are you getting that beautiful aroma everywhere?
You do. You do. And it's beautiful out in the field. When you walk into our gift shop, we have sachets, various
pale
items
ale.
Made with it. And there's an intensity
infused
when you walk in there. And we have a lot of chairs sitting around because people like to just sit down and relax for a bit.
And
very calming.
I've got to wonder, Linda, you work there right in the middle of all of these thousands of lavender plants. Do you still notice the scent, or have you gotten a little desensitized?
There are times when I'm in the middle of it where I'm not paying attention, but all I have to do is drive away or walk into the forest and then walk back out, and it hits me. It's refreshing. I find it energizing, whereas many people find it very calming and they relax with it. But it helps boost your immune system, so you really, you know, you have a good feeling, and you can function in it. You do a lot of work in lavender, even though it's supposed to relax people.
Lavender Hill Farm is in Boyne City, and you can get all the information on their website, lavenderhillmichigan.com. Linda Longworth, thank you for sharing your love of lavender with us.
Thank you. You're welcome.